This is a request for a time extension. Do you have a letter on it? They're asking.
Yes.
Was it inside of a year? That, did they request it?
You just read it, Dean, if it's short.
You just read it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We do hereby request an 8-month extension for the above referred case of 10546 Diana Brown and Mark Middleton. Due to health issues and identifying the honest contractor has led to this request. However, we are currently working with a contractor that we feel, as well as others, will be able to move the project forward. Thank you for in advance of your consideration.
And it was filed before the expiration, correct?
Yes, I believe it expires in February.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Asking for a year, Dean?
8 months.
8 months.
Okay. How's everyone feel? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 10,546 for an 8-month time extension.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,546 for an 8-month time extension. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, now we got from here.
What I passed out is.
Is that the other thing for the next meeting?
Yeah, I believe their next meeting there is possibly a rehearing on there for
there's a windmill case. Wasn't a windmill case. No, it's 10716 is on for other business on the next agenda, January 3rd. There was a request for a rehearing, and then you have a response from the property owner who was given the variance, and then you also got something from me. So that's all together. Just take a look at that for the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
That's on for January 3rd.
Oh, cool. Then I believe that's it. There being no other business, we'll be open for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call. I'd like to wish everyone a happy.